Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What it is, peace, silly listeners. Welcome back or to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me. I'm your audible booth thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Unfortunately, DJ Hey Cousin isn't here again this week, but that is okay. I do just fine. Solo dolo. What's going on? All right, so a lot of things have occurred, but one of the things that I've been talking about a lot on my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, and one of the things that I've been struggling with, like many of you, is my weight. I'm older now, so it's a little harder to kind of maintain things, and you get set into your ways and whatnot. And so I've learned that I don't like the gym anymore. I still try to go, but it's just not my cup of tea. I feel old and fat and gross, and there's all these young ones running around with abs and just titties out. And it's just, I don't feel comfortable working out there. I do when I can, but I have learned this in my weight loss journey as of late, is that my MetaQuest 3, for those of you who don't know what that is, it is a virtual reality headset, gaming headset, that allows you to play games and explore the world and do all kinds of wonderful things in virtual reality. Anyways, on my MetaQuest 3, there are a lot of games that I play that kind of keep me moving. One of them is Thrill of the Fight. It is a boxing virtual reality game. The physics on it is amazing. The characters are great. It's a great workout. Right. And then I discovered another one that is, I feel like it's kind of slept on, and it's called All in One Sports VR. And so it's really not even that expensive. But anyways, it is a game that allows you to play all these different types of sports. We're talking about basketball, baseball, bowling, archery, boxing, and a lot more than that. I'm definitely missing a few. And it's a lot of fun. So it kind of keeps you moving and going. And so I actually made a YouTube video on my channel of me playing All in One Sports VR. And I got to tell you, just playing that game, it definitely got my energy up. It got me moving. My heart was going. My blood was moving. Listen, your girl was getting her car T-O-N. Got it. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So it was just so great because I don't really like the gym that much, but if I get like some, which I do have, like some home weights that I can pick up, you know, I got 15 pounders and I have 7 pounders, right? So I can use those dumbbells. I can also use my own body weight as well. Sit-ups, push-ups, jumping jacks, all those things, jump rope, all that. You know, and I do that along with my VR, especially with the boxing games or any of the VR games that kind of get your body moving, any of those games, you know, I think that's going to be really helpful for me in my weight loss journey. And it has been. I have lost weight and I am feeling good about it. I've actually had a few people within the last couple of weeks ask me the question that every person who is trying to lose weight wants to hear. Have you lost weight? I'm like, yes, queen, I have. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm feeling good. I definitely am adding the virtual reality headset, my MetaQuest 3. I'm adding that to my workout plan. And or I have already done that, actually. And it's working out for me. So I'm going to keep on keeping on. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episodes that you are listening to. All right, so coming up next, our POC Excellence segment. If you are unaware of what that is, it is where I give flowers to people of color who have done wonderful, inspiring things. Things that are not always shared with us dealing with main media. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure they get their flowers right here coming up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so one of the reasons why I really enjoy the POC Excellence segment is because, as I said before, some of the things that people of color have done and have shared with our community and our world have not been acknowledged. And I just want to make sure that if you've never heard of these people, that you are aware of the good and inspiring things that they have done. And I'm hoping that you will share this information with others. And that way these people can get the acknowledgement that they deserve. If you have not been listening for the last few episodes, I'm getting this from the Essence of Black Culture Instagram page. And they have a post here where they are sharing out a lot of Black women throughout history who have led progress, breaking barriers, and they're setting new standards across various fields. So this thread is to honor those pioneers and the women who continue to inspire the change today. So that is what this is about. So let's go ahead and go to our first woman here. So the first woman I want to talk about for then is Mary Jackson. That's a dope name. I'm a little biased because my mother's name is Mary. But Mary Jackson, if you're unaware, is a mathematician and an aerospace engineer. And she was NASA's first Black female engineer. She helped advance the development of aeronautical technology. Now, many of you may know that name because of the movie Hidden Figures. If you have not seen that movie, go see it. Taraji was amazing. Octavia was amazing. Janelle Monáe was killing it. Kevin Costner was killing it. It was a great movie, great cast. I definitely think you should take a look, take a watch of that movie if you haven't already seen it. Why would I say it like that? I definitely think you should check that movie out if you haven't already seen it, because it is very inspiring. And I think it's a beautiful story that should be told. For our now in the same topic or the same genre, we have Dr. April Erickson. She goes by Dr. E, and she is a NASA aerospace engineer as well, and the first Black woman to earn a PhD engineering from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. Hope I said it right. Spelled like God. Goddard? I don't know. One of the two. And if you are an aerospace engineer, you know what I'm talking about. And she's also a trailblazer in space exploration. So Mary Jackson, I'm not saying that she was Dr. E's inspiration, but there's no way that she wasn't. So I definitely want to make sure that I give these two Black women their flowers. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and dip into sports. All right, so we have Wilma Rudolph. She was the first American woman to win 3 gold medals in track and field at the same Olympic Games in 1960. Now that is amazing, first of all. I've actually heard of Wilma Rudolph, and she has definitely deserved to be in the history of Olympics, because she definitely set the records there. Well earned and well deserved. All right, so we have for the more current, we have Sha'Carri Richardson. I'm sure many of you have heard of her. She is an amazing athlete. So officially the fastest woman in the world, she claimed gold in the 100 meter at the 2023 World Championships with her iconic "I'm not back, I'm better" mantra. So I think, I'm saying Sha'Carri Richardson probably knows exactly who Wilma Rudolph is, as well as many of the other amazing Black track and field athletes from the past and currently. I think that these athletes are fantastic, and they deserve all the accolades that they get. Let me tell you something. I don't even know how far 100 meters is, so I can't talk shit. Is it like a block? I can do that. I can run a block. Not fast, but I can do it. So I definitely want to make sure I give my flowers to these two women as well. All 4 of these women are amazing, and I am so glad that I got a chance to share what they have done with you. Coming up next, a new Have You Heard About right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about?
I heard about some stuff that I got to share with y'all real quick. That's making me feel like I am just about to make so much fucking money if I ever go to Vegas. First of all, if you are unaware, there is a rumor going around that Uno is about to be a table game in Las Vegas. Okay. That's what they're saying. And let me tell you something. If that rumor is true, if it's true, oh, my first trip to Vegas, I'm coming back home a millionaire. Get the fuck out of here. I am an Uno queen. Let me tell you something. Me and DJ Hey Cousin have like this on-standing competition of Uno in this house. We certainly do. And we even have like a little trophy. Well, not really a trophy. We were talking about that. But right now, funny story, segue. in the mail, there was some business that was advertising something and they put a dollar in the mail. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but I kept the dollar. Never even read the rest of that shit. I have no idea what business they were advertising for, but I got a dollar out of it. And so that particular dollar, that is what we use every time I win. I get to hold that dollar whenever I want to challenge DJ Hey Cousin to a rousing game of Uno. I can slam that dollar down at any time in this house and he has to play me. And now he can win that dollar, but then he has to do the same thing. It's kind of like a back and forth. It's crazy. But let me tell you something. Uno in Vegas, first of all, they're going to beef up security. Okay, because it's about to go down. I have seen Uno destroy relationships. I've seen Uno split up families, okay? Parents and children no longer talk. Okay, I've even seen dogs have attitudes. I don't even know because they weren't even playing. I've seen it. Uno will wreck your entire day. Okay, when somebody slams a draw four on your ass after you just said Uno, there's nothing more you want to do than strangle them. It is what it is. It is what it is. So I've been seeing all these social media posts about Uno that it's actually going to be going to Vegas for table games, and I was super excited about it. But here's the thing, okay? Uno has entered the chat. So I'm about to break y'all's heart here. I'm so sorry. I broke my own actually reading this. And Uno, their Instagram, it says, "Hey," they posted it says, "Hey, Uno fans, a rumor has come to our attention that there will be Uno tables on the casino floors in Las Vegas." Sounds wild, huh? We hate to be the bearers of bad news, but man, that's the most disappointing butt I've ever heard. We hate to be the bearers of bad news, but the casino floor isn't ready for us yet. No, facts. They're right about that. We've been told that while they do have tight security, it's not robust enough for Uno at this time, 100%. And they have like ex-special forces working security in Vegas. That makes sense. They need something more than that. They need some like magical like wizards or something because... Anyways, Uno goes on to say, "This isn't a reverse card. While we get this sorted out, the Uno Social Club is rolling out to bars in Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, and Austin this August. Stay wild, the Uno team." Now, I ain't gonna hold you. That is pretty dope because I live in Atlanta. So if you're in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, or Austin this August, you're going to get to experience the Uno Social Club. I have no idea what the fuck that means. It sounds like a good time. Let me tell you something. This sounds like a whole marketing scheme. I would not be surprised if Uno, and this is just me speculating. I would not be surprised if Uno was the one who started this fucking rumor. I wouldn't be surprised. Just like the same rumor about the I Know What You Did Last Summer, villain going around New York City, actually stalking people. Like there's someone dressed up in like a fishing, like a cloak and a fucking fish hook running around the city of New York. And I feel like that's hilarious, especially since the I Know What You Did Last Summer movie is coming out. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of interesting marketing that's going on. But I will say this. Megan, the very first one, the very first Megan that came out, their marketing strategy was all about like using social media. You didn't see a lot of commercials or things like that for Megan. It was all social media. There was that fucking dance and the doll and all that shit. And so I think these other companies are like, oh, shit, this is working.
You know what I mean? So I think Uno is doing that. I think I Know What You Did Last Summer is doing that. You're going to be seeing a lot of that in the future, where social media is going to be, actually, you're already seeing that. You've been seeing it for a while. But social media is going to be the main market for a lot of advertisement, I feel like. So get on board, baby. If you have a business and you don't have a social media, you need to change that, because that right there is going to be the only way you grow these days. Get you an Instagram, get you a Facebook, get you a website, get you a YouTube channel, whatever. But get you something. Get your ass in social media. Not too long ago, I told you guys about some Georgia laws that were going to be implemented. I think it was like July 1st, right? And so I share with you a few from a TikTok video that I came across. But I also just came across a few more of those Georgia laws. So let's go ahead and share those. I live here. I should probably figure out what the fuck is going on, right? Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I am not big into political shit. You guys know this. I don't like talking about it. I don't like thinking about it. It's just, a lot of this crap is just so depressing, and they're all lying. So what's the point, right? They're all lying, and somehow I'm still losing money. I don't like this. So anyways, recently it has been announced that there would be 100 new Georgia laws that were going to be dropping, debuting, if you will, July 1st of 2025 of this year. And I shared with you guys not too long ago some of those laws. And so I decided to kind of dig a little further into it. And I found some more of the key changes that have happened here in Georgia that took into effect July 1st. So the first one I want to go ahead and I want to talk to you about is something that's very serious, fentanyl trafficking. It's going to be stricter mandatory minimum sentences are being implemented for those convicted of trafficking fentanyl, reflecting the state's response to the ongoing opioid crisis. I'm totally fine with that. I think those sentences should be more, honestly. Yeah, definitely turn that up, because that is killing a lot of people. So let's take care of that. I actually have a hat that says fuck fentanyl. I think you've seen me wear it a few times. Where is it? Oh man, this is the perfect time to wear it. Damn it. It is downstairs and I just don't feel like making that trek. Listen, guys, I'm in my 30s. I'm tired. I am tired. Let's go on to the next one here. We have domestic violence. Okay. They've changed something here. It says here, survivors of domestic violence now have the ability to present evidence of abuse during sentencing and can even request resentencing. Good. Good. Okay, because I can't tell you, I actually know a lot of people who are victims of domestic violence, and it's usually like their spouses, but it can also be your family and things like that as well. And these abusers tend to get away with it. They don't mind going to jail for some reason, a lot of them, and they will continue to victimize you. So I am really glad that this is something that is happening in the state of Georgia. Didn't really think it would, because it is a red state, but here we are. Thank you. Wrongful conviction. Some changes have happened here. Individuals who have been wrongfully convicted are now eligible for attorney fees and compensation. Why was that not already a thing? If I'm wrongfully convicted of a crime that I did not do, and you took the only thing from me that cannot be given back to me, which is time, then motherfucker, I should be compensated. It's weird that this is new. I think every state in this country should do this. The fuck? Come on, Georgia. Come on now. Animal sales. Selling dogs, cats, or rabbits on roadsides is now illegal, aimed at curbing the operations of puppy mills, according to Atlanta Police Department. I'm kind of for and against that, because not everybody who's doing that is running a puppy mill operation. Some people just want to find those animals home. So I don't know. I guess what I don't know how they're going to do that now, because like, unfortunately, the humane societies are filled. It's even the no kill ones. So the no kill ones have become kill ones. So because they don't have the space. So I don't know what. Can we just like find the like do like get people to find the puppy mills and stop them? Let's just do that. All right. Swatting penalties for making false reports of shooting and bomb threats. That's what swatting is, for those of you who don't know. So the penalties of swatting have been strengthened. Now, this is according to the Atlanta Police Department. Good. That's super fucking dangerous. There have been people who've been killed because they were swatted. You know, it's a damn shame. It's a big issue in the gaming community. Apparently, people think it's hilarious to put people's families and kids in danger because they don't like the way they play video games. I don't understand that. So I'm down with that. Drag racing. Attending or organizing drag races is now a misdemeanor, and fines for illegal street racing have been increased. I'm okay with that simply because I don't want to be killed because someone's racing in the street. Is usually people who don't know how to drive, and that's terrifying. I feel like driving in Atlanta every day is a fucking drag race. I'm constantly trying not to die, so I'm okay with this. School safety. This is another important one. So Georgia is implementing Ricky and Alyssa's law, requiring classrooms to have a panic alert button in memory of students who died in school shootings. Again, why is this now just happening? We live in a country, unfortunately, where gun violence is, it's crazy to say that it's rising because it's always been so high, but it is. This should all, I think every public space should have an alert button for shootings, because we've learned recently that these shootings are not stopping just in schools. We're talking about churches, grocery stores, movie theaters, gay clubs, regular nightclubs, out in the street. It's no safe anywhere. I need a panic button. God damn. Disabled workers. Employees can no longer pay individuals with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage. Good. 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 I don't have more to say on that. Cell phones in schools. Students in grades 8 and below must stow away their smartphones in Georgia public schools. So I guess it means put that shit in your bag, leave it in your locker. I know that's going to be really hard for the kids, but listen, we had to fucking do it and we turned out just fine. You'll be all right. You will be okay. Now you got to learn things normally. You can't use your calculator. You can't ask Gemini. You can't ask Siri. Yeah. All right, who the fuck is Siri now? Like, nobody uses Siri anymore. We got Meta AI, we got ChatGPT, we got Gemini, we got Copilot. Siri who? That poor bitch. I think Siri might need to collect some disabilities because ain't nobody using her no more. All right. So, yeah, those are a few of the new Georgia laws that were just implemented July 1st of this year. Being a Georgia resident, some of those I'm down with. And the ones that you heard in the last episode, I'm down with that, too. I'm okay with the to-go cocktails, like getting your drink to go if it's got alcohol in it, and I guess in like a container or whatever, but because I would not abuse that. I don't drink and drive, but there are a lot of people who are going to be like, oh, I'm just going to take a little sip because this is new. I get to drink and drive kind of, you know. I just feel like that's going to be a problem. Why didn't they just legalize weed? Just do that. Just legalize it. Damn it. All right, millennials, this last segment is for you, my millennials. I am a geriatric millennial myself, and I came across this reels on Instagram that I had to share with you. So this is coming from @classicmusic. Classic is spelled with a Q, but I saw it on the Instagram page Forever 90s Fan. So it's Forever _90s_fan. And when I saw this, when I tell you, I just about unalived, because I completely agree with everything this man is saying as a millennial. Oh my God. So the post is, millennials are the fun adults. We are grown, responsible children. Facts. Let's hear what Classic Music has to say about millennials.
I love how collectively as millennials, we were like, adulthood sucks and I'm going back to what I know. And we all are doing it and I'm loving to see it. Like, yes, I am going to take care of these bills. I'm going to take care of the household, make sure my kids are good and do all the adult things. But I'm also going to wear Nickelodeon clothes. I'm also going to have a Powerline hoodie. I'm also going to binge watch Rugrats. I am also going to quote anything from Friday to Do Where's My Car. This is what I'm going to do. I'm also going to listen to early 2000s rock and roll, and and like Korn and Papa Roach and all them other, and I'm also taking back to like some Ja Rule, 50 Cent and some Busta Rhymes. Like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. I understand why the old folks were still playing A-tracks well after CDs and came out. Like, nah, this was my decade. This is what I love. And I know we all had that point in time where we tried to be all mature and all that other stuff. Like, no. Okay, we'll still be mature to a certain level of emotional growth, but we are going to continue to love the things we love. We're still going to continue to watch WWF clips on YouTube of when Stone Cold come down here stunning and hitting everybody with chairs. We gonna still do this, all right? Like, this adult thing sucks, and we not about to get caught up in it. We gonna have bad backs, bad knees, bad hips, still trying to drop it low for the 99 and the 2000s. And I love that for us.
First of all, could not agree more. I don't know if you can hear any of that, but I was saying could not agree more. He's absolutely right. He is absolutely right. I don't have any. Well, no, I do, because one of my subscribers on my YouTube channel, they sent me some Rugrats shirts, Reptar to be specific. But I love Nickelodeon. I love Disney. I will wear a Ninja Turtle graphic tee if I find one. Yes, I will. I certainly will. And also, I'll be jamming out too. My playlist is insane. If I turn on my Amazon Music right now, my songs liked or my most plays or whatever the fuck, like, it will play NSYNC, and then it'll play Snoop Dogg, and then it'll play the Pussycat Dolls, and then Celine Dion, fucking Sheryl Crow, Tupac, Biggie, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Jagged Edge, Nickelback, Linkin Park, Alien Ant Farm, Avril Lavigne, Michelle Branch. And there are like so many others, like all the 90s grunge bands, like all that shit, like all the hip hop, all the pop, all the things. You know, I even had some like country music in there too. So my playlist is crazy. It's kind of like I was on an emotional musical roller coaster, and I am every time I hit play on my shit. It is crazy. If there is anything that you could take from this podcast episode, it's millennials rule. That's all I can say. Professionally silly life rules. That's what I said. I said what I said. I'm a 90s kid, baby. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. I really appreciate you guys joining me every week on this podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I put a lot of work into the content that I produce, and I'm very proud of it. And I hope that you guys are enjoying yourselves, clicking that thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube to show your support, commenting down below, subscribing. And if you're listening to the podcast, I really hope that you guys decide to leave me a 5-star and or written review, especially on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because they literally are the podcast gods, and I cannot grow without them. Also, the podcast is also available on Amazon Music, so if you've got that, I is there as well. And by the way, on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, there are a lot of things that we do over there. It's not just podcasts. I don't want to say just podcasts. This podcast is amazing. But we do a lot more visual things over there as well. I just dropped, as I told you earlier, a virtual reality gameplay video. And I've been known to do that here and there, as well as vlogs, challenges, all kinds of fun things that we do there. So please check out the Professionally Silly YouTube channel if you haven't already, as well as the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. All that information is down below my link tree. That is the channel where I go ahead and I do paranormal investigations. Yes, my black ass puts her black card on the line when I do that, and it is a lot of fun. I have one that is filmed. I'm still trying to find time to record that. I mean, to edit that. So that will drop very soon. Down below in the link tree, you can check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. The podcast Facebook group. All of that can be found down below, along with my email address and my Google Voice number. I was hoping that you guys would utilize the Google Voice number. I want you guys to call in, and I want you to vent. get it off your chest and let me know in the audio when you leave me a message if you want me to disguise your voice or something like that, or you don't want me to say your name, let me know and I will go ahead and take care of that for you. But yeah, or at the very least, let me know if you want me to disguise your voice. I'm not playing names regardless for this. So if you want to vent about your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your cat, your boss, your neighbor, your mom, your dad, your siblings, family members, your whatever, hit me up, 805-664-1828. You will have a full 60 seconds to get it off. And I'm really looking forward to those. So make sure you guys go ahead and leave those messages. I will be your therapist for 60 seconds. Once again, all the information can be found in the show notes along with my P.O. box as well. If you're interested in sending me or DJ Hey Cousin, I'm sorry, or me or DJ Hey Cousin. I've been saying his name wrong this entire episode. I'm so sorry. Send us whatever you like in our P.O. box. It's Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. If a morgue employee died, they'd still need to come to work one more time. Huh. Anyways, bye. Okay. She. Blah, 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 okay. Audio. I sneeze. There it is. All right, got it.